Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
A dwelling in which God lives. We are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. 2 Corinthians 6:16. Temples don't mean much to 20th century Christians. Most of us worship God in places that have little in common with the temples of antiquity. To understand more fully what Paul's temple metaphor means, we need to be time travelers. We need to put ourselves in the historical context of Paul and his audience. Travel back in time with Alfred Edersheim as he shows us how one old temple ceremony perfectly pictured the new temple made up of Christ and those on whom he has poured living water. Walk with Alfred Edersheim, a Bible scholar in the 1800s who extensively studied the Jewish culture. When the water was being poured out, the temple music began. When the choir sang, "Hosanna, Lord," all the worshipers shook their palms towards the altar. 1 year, on the last day of the feast, after the priest had poured out the water and the interest of the worshipers had been raised to its highest pitch, a voice resounded through the temple from amidst the mass of people chanting and shaking a forest of leafy branches. It was Jesus who stood and cried, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Streams of living water will flow from within him." The effect was instantaneous. Suddenly roused by being face to face with him in whom every type and prophecy is fulfilled, many said, "Surely this man is the prophet." When the crowd from Jerusalem took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they applied to Christ one of the chief ceremonies of the feast. They were praying that God, through the Son of David, would now send the salvation which was symbolized by the pouring out of water. Today's New Testament reading is 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 3 through 18.
"We put no stumbling block in anyone's path, so that our ministry will not be discredited. Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, in great endurance, in troubles, hardships, and distresses, in beatings, imprisonments, and riots, in hard work, sleepless nights and hunger, in purity, understanding, patience and kindness, in the Holy Spirit and in sincere love, in truthful speech and in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left, through glory and dishonor, bad report and good report, genuine yet regarded as impostors, known yet regarded as unknown, dying, and yet we live on, beaten, and yet not killed, sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, poor, yet making many rich, having nothing, and yet possessing everything. We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians, and opened wide our hearts to you. We are not withholding our affection from you, but you are withholding yours from us. As a fair exchange, I speak as to my children, open wide your hearts also. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? Or what does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty."
In the Old Testament, the glory of the Lord filled the temple through the cloud. In the New Testament, God the Son fills the church with the new temple through God the Holy Spirit. Paul expects that to energize the Corinthians to greater holiness. Wouldn't he expect it to do the same for us?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.